What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are back. Season 4, episode 18, Junk in the Trunk. We have a doggone lip, we have bipolar breasts, and so much more. And of course, wait, we have a special segment. You don't want to miss it, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Dance,
dance, dance, dance, dance.
This song is perfect.
Stop. Now make that mother hammer
tell you. You guys are dancing on your chairs.
We're so excited to be back. If you cannot tell. So pumped. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. How is my lovely panel doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing good. Abigail, our little beauty expert. Are you pumped?
Pumped.
Okay, cool.
Pumped is that butt.
Well, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to talk more about it. Nicole, how are you doing?
I am doing amazing.
Awesome.
So glad and excited for this episode. So.
Great. Well, we have a really, really fun packed show for you guys. We're going to be talking about, as I said at the top, some bipolar breasts, which I didn't know was a thing, but apparently is. We're going to be talking about how Carissa has a dog that ate more than just her homework, unfortunately.
That was good.
Her words, not mine. And we're going to talk again. We're going to talk about just a new butt that seems to be changing life. So lots to go over. And of course, we have a really special segment coming up at the end. Guys, let's head into some overall thoughts. Give it to me. What were you thinking?
This was my favorite episode so
far. Okay, cool. Cool. Why is that?
It was so aggressive.
In what way? What do you mean aggressive?
In every way. Like, I feel like both of the people they operated on were very aggressive operations. And then the person they didn't operate on was still just wild.
Wild. Yeah, those are some tough surgeries we saw tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And I share the same sentiments. I was really excited about this episode. And I felt that it was aggressive as well. And I've never seen that type of booty before. Mm-mm. So, I was really taken aback by that one.
Yeah, it was intense. So intense that I think I want to start off with this patient because there's lots to discuss. So Sharon was from Georgia. She was actually the only one who didn't give her age, which I thought was interesting. All the other people were like, oh, I'm this age, blah, blah. She was like, no, I'm just from Georgia. So that's all we get to know. But that's, you know, her prerogative. So she no longer wants to be the butt of everyone's joke.
She did say that, didn't she?
She said that. But how did that make you feel when she said that?
You know, I think a lot of people make fun of themselves because they sort of want to be the first one to make fun of themselves before anyone else can. But very true. It was cute. I thought it was cute that such, you know, an emotional surgery that she was, because she was very emotional about it. You know, she felt like she missed out on a lot of things in life. And for her to kind of just, you know, I feel like it's the way it's kind of just subside the pain a little bit, but I really thought it was endearing that she could still make a joke about it, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. I like that notion of like, I'm going to throw in the joke before you can get to me.
Right.
She's very like, she's very cut off, I think, from any sort of emotion. So it was nice seeing her cry at one point because I didn't think we were going to see that at all. I also don't understand how you hide something like that for however many years she did from her friend. Like, that's a long time. Like, you guys never, like, asked her why she doesn't want to go swimming or, you know what I mean? Or, prod them a little. Even if they get upset, I feel like that was just super weird to me.
It was very strange to me, too. So she had a tumor on her lower back, and it made her butt just kind of grow upward. And she's had this her whole life, and we met her friend. They've been friends since the second grade. And as Abigail saying is that, her friend found out that day.
Right. That's crazy. She missed her wedding. Like, and like you said before, how do you not pry for some more questioning? Like, okay, this has been my friend for years and she missed my wedding. There's got to be something going on here.
Yeah. It made me really sad, but also at the same point, it's like, I don't know. How old was she? Do we know the age?
We don't know the age, but like I would say maybe 30s, 40s,
something like that.
It was saddening and kind of impressive that she was able to hide it for so long and she got that good.
Right.
But yeah, it was really emotional. And I saw the doctors get emotional. Were you surprised by that? I don't think I've seen that yet.
You know what? See, and this is why I love the doctors, because they connect with their patients so well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They really, like, sympathize with them. And I can really feel that with this patient. And, like, Dr. I think it was DeBrow who said it. He was like, if there's any, you know, case that needed special attention, it's this one.
Right. And I was nervous even going up into the...
Yeah. When he said he was nervous, I'm like, you don't tell someone that's about to go under that you're nervous. Like, you don't do that. I don't care how nervous you are. I don't care. She's like, oh, no, I'm cool. He's like, well, I'm nervous. I'm like, wrong choice of words. Wrong choice of words.
Really? She is a 911 dispatcher. So I think her job just every day she's hearing terrible things and people in distress. So it's probably taught her to be a little bit removed. Right. But still, that's a great point. Like, he seems nervous. So that was also an aggressive surgery to watch. That was very graphic. Did you guys scream at all during that moment?
I did. I'm not going to lie. I did close my eyes for a few seconds because it was a little too much for me. I mean, I can only imagine the type. I mean, she was asleep, so she couldn't feel the pain, but still.
Yo, he literally pulled it up and just went. And I was like. Like, the skin was still on it. Like, the topical skin was still. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life, just sitting on the table, like, just the layers of skin fat.
And there's so much fat.
Much fat.
It was just a handful chunk that he just put on the table, and I was like, ooh.
Crazy.
And yeah, it was very, very graphic. If you guys were ever to be in this situation, and somehow this is filmed for this show or another reality TV show, would you watch your operation? Because not a lot of patients get to do that.
No. That's a good question.
On myself, no, because I feel like I would have, like, these, like, weird, oh, my gosh, like, I'm weird because I even have a scar on my face, and even when I get, like, waxed or if I just anything, I always avoid it because it's something internally, like, makes my stomach flip when I touch it or when I know that it's going to, like, have some so I feel like watching something, you'd be, like, wherever your scars are, you'd be, like, oh, my God. Like,
that's my body. Someone had a knife in me. Like,
yeah. I think I could probably watch it only because I've seen the insides of my own stomach. So when I was 13, I had surgery where my appendix ruptured, and they didn't want the cut to get, you know, infected. So I literally went home with my stomach halfway open. So I have a horrible scar till this day. But yeah, so I would be able to stomach it. No pun intended.
Oh my gosh. That's just so crazy. And you guys, please just make sure to go, just give us your advice, like, or what do you think? Would you watch this? Like, would you go ahead and watch your surgery, or would you not? Here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, for drama, from dramas, reality TV to sci-fi and more. There's a network that works that serves, like, everything in terms of television. But we need your help. We're asking you that you please subscribe to one or more of our shows on either YouTube. You also do it on iTunes if you prefer podcast forms.
Yeah, who doesn't prefer podcasts? Yeah. I mean, you can listen to it while you're driving.
Exactly. It's the best part. Besides helping us a ton, you know, what's in it for you? Is it caters to specific content that you already like? So if you love reality TV, it's going to kind of, if you subscribe to this show and just to the reality TV portal on YouTube, then you're going to find so many things popping up and you're going to be like, oh, wow, there's way more out there that I should know about. And you get to kind of fall down the rabbit hole, as they say. It brings you your favorite TV shows so you don't have to seek them out. Again, just get straight to you. And it suggests content from other channels and other podcasts. So please just go make sure to subscribe on our YouTube channel so it will help you discover new shows that you're sure you'll love. And we have so many different genres. We hear a reality, so subscribe to that. But if you like drama, if you like sci-fi, again, we have those two. In terms of reality shows that we cover right now, we have The Challenge, we have The Four, we have MasterChef, World of Dance, So You Think You Dance, and X on the Beach. So much content there. So yeah, make sure you do that. But let's move on.
And subscribed as we're talking.
I know you should, by now you should have had time to do that.
Gave y'all time.
For sure. Overall, after seeing this super graphic surgery and they have these staples, and we talked enough about it. So in terms of gruesomeness, let's move on. But we see her recovery, and overall, an upgrade.
Great. Yes, left side looked good.
Look good. Right. We approve.
Yes, and she didn't lose that southern booty, as she put it. So she was happy. I was happy. It looked great.
It looked really good.
Really good.
Right. What did you guys think about her reveal? like the reaction of people and her reaction.
Her confidence was back. Yeah. She got her confidence back. Like you could tell she was satisfied. And what I thought was so cute is she wore her best friend's design, mm-hmm. you know, to bring about, you know, the new booty.
I feel like it was a life. When you say she got her confidence back, I almost feel like she doesn't even know what confidence is because she's mm-hmm. had it since she was born. So it's almost like she's going to have to relearn everything. Like she's never dressed her body without that. She's never, you know, it's like almost cutting like an arm. I mean, not an arm because we want our arms, but like, you know what I'm saying? She is totally going through a whole new chapter where it's unfound territory. So I think that a lot of things are going to change for her. Her day-to-day, I think, is going to change, but I think her personality also is going to change. Mm-hmm. I feel like if they did, like, a follow-up a year later, she's going to be a little bit more outgoing. She's going to have a little bit more reaction to things. She's not going to be so stoic and monotone when she speaks. So, I don't know. I thought the reaction or the reveal was a little... I was a little too chill for me. I mm-hmm. thought it should have been a little bit, like, bigger deal. Yeah. But I think that, realistically, her life has changed probably the most out of anybody that we've seen.
Yeah, this is sure. aside huge, from the sure. next girl. Huge transformation. And, you know, we saw this excitement also within the doctors. They were like, this is kind of what we live for. This is what we get excitement for. It's just changing someone's life. And I don't know. I thought that was a sweet moment. In opposition, in terms of surgery, then let's move on to Allegra, who's a central woman that loves the extreme aesthetic.
I'm sorry.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's just this one right here just had me rolling my eyes the whole time when I was watching it. I'm like, this is just ridiculous. Like, I don't know. You know, we talked about this last week about people having sort of this mental thing, like this addiction. Like, that was clearly an addiction. And then her husband, just the way he described her, he's so obsessed with her breast that when they did a mold of her breast and brought it into the exam room and Dr. DeBrow put it up to his chest, and the husband was like, is it weird that my wife's boobs look good on Dr. DeBrow? Looks like that's how obsessed he is. So they're both,
was it weird? Abigail, was it weird?
I don't really, I feel like I'm torn on this one.
Okay, what? Tell me both sides.
Because on one end, like, of course we're looking and we're all like, what the hell? Like, what are you doing? Like, that has to hurt. That hurt my soul watching her walk. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, okay, really though, when you watch her work out, were you not cringing a little bit?
Absolutely.
She was yes. saying that
she can't even do push-ups yes. really because your tits are hitting they're hitting the floor before you can even, like, bend your arm. I mean,
she was saying that those were 20 pounds.
Yes.
Right. That's and so ridiculous. On one end, I'm like, oh my God, why would you, like, what, why? And on the other end, I'm like, you know, if people want that and that's what they find, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I get that. However, I feel like she's on such a line of safety. Well, she's past the line of safety, like they said, but it's just, she's just a walking contradiction. I'm really just confused, but I'm also, like, really into it because I think it's so dope that she is so crazy, but then she's also a prodigy at playing the piano. Like,
yeah,
did you expect that?
Absolutely.
And the way
not.
She speaks, she's very intelligent.
Absolutely.
She's just...
She was saying
she likes
she has
those stripper boobs. Yes, like, I don't know, you know? Like, she wants to look like a stripper but be a classy lady. Like,
right.
Yeah, she cool. was saying that that was kind of her whole life mantra, that this mm-hmm. duality, that she's, you know, a homemaker, a mother, and then yet, yeah, like you're saying, she has two breasts who are, dare I say, like, what size are those? Like, what kind of fruit do you think that is?
A tree? Right. Like, I don't know. You know what
those
I mean?
Those are bigger
they're
than
huge.
Coconuts.
Right. They're
watermelons?
Huge.
No, like, yeah. even
they're
bigger,
bigger than watermelons. I mean, she went from 800 cc's.
That's like the
cc's.
State Fair winning watermelon.
Yeah.
And she's got two of them.
Right. She went from 800 cc's to, I believe it was 4,600 cc's.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Come
and
on
the
now.
Fact of the matter, okay, actually, I feel like the part that really irked me was when she's like, well, my husband's the son of a doctor. I was like,
yeah, so her cool. husband's been helping her because she first got a surgery and then went back in and get a second surgery to have them expand, mm-hmm. which means that they just put, what do? They're putting fluid little by little, mm-hmm. and yes. then it just expands. And her husband was heavily involved in that.
Yes. Do you remember the few episodes ago when that girl had the one the thing stuck in her?
Yes.
I think, I'm not sure if it's the same thing, but I think it's a similar
idea.
Device.
Yeah.
And, but hers was obviously outside of her body, but that grossed me out looking. Also, like, I'm sorry, I don't know how they have sex.
I'm sure they get very creative. There's just so many things
going through my mind that, like, but like, aren't you afraid that it would pop if you get too wild? Like, you hit him in the face with one of those. Like, I don't know.
I think he would suffocate if you try to put his head in between those.
Like, there's no motorboating going on. If they're almost too big, you can't do anything with them. You know? I'm sorry, guys. I just really didn't get it.
But he was obsessed. Like, when they were making those molds, and he was like, it's great. I get to massage my rice breast for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's creepy.
And he's like, my head is big, but it's not bigger than this mold. You know? And
no, it was bigger, I think. It seemed like it.
The mold was bigger than his head.
The mold was bigger than his head.
That was crazy. Like, I could hear the ocean in this. I don't want to be judgmental, but he didn't seem like the sharpest pencil in the coloring book.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, right. It was interesting. Mm-hmm. It was I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, they meet the doctors and go through the whole thing. She called them bipolar breasts because one was a little bit higher than the other, which, I'm sorry, is to be expected.
Yeah, do you expect to have these huge things that are perfectly, like,
perky and aligned?
Like, it's weird.
Yeah, it is. And she called one of them the good girl and the other one would be the diva.
Oh, my gosh.
And she loved them equally. And she was like, you know what? Maybe we can – I just want one. So either we stick with the good girl model or we have the diva model.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the doctors decided neither.
No.
Why do you say that?
Oh, my God.
But she wants symmetric breasts. What's wrong with that?
Can you imagine if, like – you're like waiting for that moment where the skin tears open or where it bursts and then you die because all of that fluid is now inside your body. Like, it does not make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me. I would be scared to fly on an airplane, like, with the change in altitude. Like, they're huge.
Right.
Yeah. This isn't sense. They held the regular breast implant. Yeah. Next to it, a normal breast implant, which I think is what, like a C or a D, I think is an average, like, breast implant. Those things were, that was a joke. That was the size of her nipple, practically.
Yeah, it was a lot. But you know what? I'm not going to knock her down because she had a lot of confidence.
Yeah, she did.
And at least she wasn't asking to go bigger.
Right.
When I first saw her, I was like, oh, no.
Away.
Right.
Oh my God.
I know, so crazy. But that was my one big thing. I'm like, okay, well, at least not asking to go bigger. She just wants to be symmetric. But you know what? She's gonna have to live with what she got.
And I feel like they didn't really know before meeting with the doctors really how dangerous it was.
Right.
Because I feel like once they went over everything, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna throw them away. Like, no, we don't want to go any bigger. You know what I mean? Because it's who are the doctors that are saying this is chill to do? Like, they need to get their license revoked or something.
Absolutely.
I don't know. That's
absolutely
wild to me.
You know what? I think that there's certain plastic surgeons that get a kick out of this.
Right.
And just like we have the botched doctors who their whole shtick is to just transform people who've had botched surgeries, I'm sure that there's some people out there who are like, oh, yeah, I'm the one who's in charge of who was able to make the biggest breast and and whatnot. And, like, you know,
they like have that on their wall when you walk into their office.
They're
like,
I did that.
Oh, so you can do that for me. See,
that's a huge problem and a huge, you know, issue. And people are losing their lives. I mean, we know a famous rapper whose mother had passed because a doctor continued to perform on her, even though it wasn't safe.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, I think that's enough of Carissa.
I think we're done with Allegra.
I'm sorry, Allegra. We're done with Allegra. I want to talk about Carissa because she really got to me. She's 25 years old and she has a doggone lip. This was very graphic and very sad.
I didn't like that they played with the title on this, to be honest.
That was her tagline underneath her name. It was like, Carissa, doggone lip.
Like, it's not funny.
It's not funny? Yeah, it was very sad. In terms of, you know how they always have the interviews and you introduce themselves? They kind of all have like a little tagline. So this is probably something that's written by the producers. Right. And they go over like, are you comfortable saying this? Or what would you want yours to be? And then the first thing that that comes out of her mouth is she says, a dog did a lot more than just eat my homework. And then she giggled. Mm. I'm like, is that, that's no, sweet?
I literally would start crying. I would like say it. Like, it's like, okay, you have this line. I'm like, oh my God. But like, she can't even cry because her mouth is like sewn shut practically. Like,
it was a lot. She had she was bit by a dog and just had a terrible lip. What were your thoughts on that tagline? Do you think she was genuinely laughing or was she kind of like, oh, I'm just playing for the cameras?
Well, it goes back to what I was saying with Sharon. We spoke about Sharon earlier and she's making a joke about herself. I feel like this was kind of the same scenario a little bit. let me just make this joke, whether it was the producers who gave it to her or mm-hmm. herself. But you could tell she was sad. She was hurt.
The chick hasn't been out, like, in a year, like, since it happened. Like, I don't know. But I guess it's, like, also, hey, you're getting the surgery for free, so you're going to say whatever the heck we want you to say. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It was really, really crazy.
Yeah, and it got even more emotional as she's going through this interview section. She just tells her whole story and how this just accident, she has a dog that bit her face, and it really changed her because she says that she would always be cracking jokes, was the life of the party, and now doesn't, you know, really wear any makeup and kind of stays home. Mm-hmm. And which is fine not wearing any makeup, but she was saying it's because she doesn't care. So in a way, dare I say, she's kind of not really trying because she's kind of given up because she's just right. So sad.
What's the point?
Yeah.
You know? So and there was a moment in her interview when she was describing the day of the incident when she was in the emergency room, and you know when her I think it was the doctors or the nurses or her friends and family like don't go into the bathroom, don't go, like it was that graphic, and she just broke down when she saw it. It was heartbreaking.
That actually happened to me when I was in sixth grade. I got kicked in the face by a horse. That's what the scar is from. But I went to the bathroom in the emergency room. My dad passed out when they were, like, sewing me up because it was so disgusting. And I, like, went, and they're like, okay, like, don't look in the mirror. You need to, like, give yourself, like, 3 weeks. Like, and I was like, what? Like, no, it'll be fine. I started bawling. I was like, I'm so ugly. Like, my eye was huge. There was, like, gaping. Like, my eye was swollen closed for a month. Like, that's how disgusting it was. But it's crazy when you see yourself in this light that you don't...
Yeah.
It doesn't match the picture in your mind, which I feel like also kind of ties into, like, her end product. I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but it was so much better than the first one. But it still wasn't back to normal for her, but the way she felt about it almost made her seem like it was back to normal for her. But I think that's because she was so used to the butchered picture of herself beforehand. So I don't know. Your self-image is everything.
Right? Yeah. For sure.
It really is. Sure. And what I thought was cute is before entering surgery, she was saying, all I want is to be able to put lipstick on and chew into a big juicy burger.
Right. I love that.
So I thought that was sweet. I'm like, okay, that's good. That at least your expectations aren't too high in the sense where it's you just want to be able to open your mouth bigger than you can and be able to have a little bit of lip to put lipstick on.
Right.
She wasn't saying, I want it to look like nothing happened. So I think she was aware of that. I thought it was really sweet also about how she found out about the doctors. She did a little research and found a video of Dr. Nassif saying why he got into plastic surgery, and it's because he saw like someone have dog bites, and then he was like, oh, I need to, that's the field I want to get into. And so she's like, oh, this is destiny. And I didn't know this about the, you know, that
do you think that was true?
I thought so until Abigail just questioned it. Tell me.
Now we gotta
like, do we think that really happened? Like, do you think she really looked it up that way and then she saw him? Or do you think, like, how do these people, where does she live? I want to know where she lived. Because I'm so jaded now with reality shows based on just, like, castings that they have and stuff like that. So I wonder if that's real. I want to believe it's real. But I also believe that Ellen DeGeneres was filmed live. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know if I believe that, but I think it was touching. But I think the doctors are all very genuine in the reasons why they want to do things, so I'll let it slide. But, again, I think that's a little bit more production than, I was Googling and I realized he, like, wanted to save people that got bit by a dog.
I believed it. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm ruining it for everyone. I'm done.
I don't know. Now you're making me second guess it. But you know what? I think maybe it wasn't exactly like that. Like, she randomly did a research and it randomly popped up. But I believe that video must exist. Yeah. And she must have seen it somehow. Maybe it is a producer to show it to her. And that's the thing where she was like, okay.
This is for me.
Okay. This is for me. I'm in. Because I think you see that. And you see, with these doctors, we do follow their banter around a lot and they play it off. But I mostly enjoy seeing their passion for this craft.
Well, when they saw Sharon, they almost start crying. Like, when both Sharon and her friend were crying. It's, you know, it's just they're good people.
Yeah, they are. They have nice offices, too. Did you see Nassif's
new office? Oh, my gosh. I loved it. Here.
Would you move into that office?
Yeah. I was like, hi.
Really, really nice.
Yeah.
it kind of made me want to just go there. I'm like, what can I get done? Just to, I want a consultation just so I could see.
Right.
But overall, I mean, Carissa, she, a huge improvement. Again,
huge,
as sure. you were saying, Abigail, like it's not back to normal, nor probably never be, mm-hmm. but at least this is just going to change her life.
When they did do the 3D one, though, I think it looked better than when
yeah,
she did the
I was just about to say that. Like, the pictures of before and after, and, you know, she has some lipstick. I was like, it almost looks normal in comparison to right. to the before.
Well, mm-hmm. it's true that you could put, you know, even concealer and, like, makeup. Yeah. Like, there's a way now she doesn't have to feel like everyone's staring at her.
I was right. also thinking she could do, like, a little filler on the side that wasn't operated on to mm-hmm. just make it come out a right. little bit. Like, not a lot. Like, just that. A little bit. To make it more even, because this side obviously is a little bit fatter, mm-hmm. but and then she'd be good.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I think, I mean, this is great, and she seemed to just have to getting that light back, as she mm-hmm. was saying, yes. she was the life of the party, and I hope that this is going to push her to do that again.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah,
and I think it will, because she seemed really happy, but.
Yeah. She kept talking about how good she looked, so you could tell she was, like, feeling herself in her new look. She's right, like, right. I look good.
I think overall,
she's like, I'll take a fry.
I think overall we had three patients who, you know, or maybe just two, but who were overall happy. We didn't get the symmetry with the breast, but yet I thought
this was going to be the one, though. I was like, maybe they're going to operate on
yeah,
three people.
That didn't you kind of yeah, think that? I thought been, that, too, because yeah. we always say about there's always that one person who's just there to entertain us for the show who's not going to be operated. But because she didn't want to go bigger, as you're saying, I was like, maybe they will, maybe they won't. So mm-hmm. that would create a little bit more
interest
because, yeah, I don't, it's the worst when shows have a pattern that they keep on yeah. repeating because I'm like, I need to be surprised.
Agreed.
And this show really did that for me. Do you guys have any final thoughts before we head into our special segment just about this overall episode or anything?
Overall, I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It was entertaining. You know, the bipolar breast case especially was entertaining. And yeah. I'm just relieved that, you know, the end results for the two patients who actually were operated on, you know, had really good results and that they were happy.
Yeah.
I agree. I think I would enjoy, instead of reveals, though, now, just doing the 3D, like, hey, or the you mm-hmm. know, 360. Like, here's what we look like now, and then doing, like, a follow-up with them maybe right. 6 months later rather than, like, wasting time on a reveal that is half-hearted.
Yeah, very true.
And just
they're
be like,
swollen.
How's your life changed? Like, what is it, you know? Like, what have you done? I think that would be a little bit more interesting.
Right. Like,
botched, where are they now?
Yeah. Exactly. That'd be really, really cool. I'd enjoy that. I think my favorite part of the episodes were just the taglines.
Yeah.
There are some funny taglines in this right? one. But okay, that's kind of it. That's all for our recap of this episode. Let's head into our special segment. Abigail, what do you have for us?
So our special segment, ooh.
Kind of nice
yes. For the news is that the stigma has lifted.
Okay. Tell me more.
More men are getting plastic surgery. More men are getting fillers. More men are taking care of themselves cosmetically. There's been a lot of polls that have been coming out lately. The amount of Botox that men are doing has doubled.
Wow.
Since 2000, which is crazy. Fillers are on the rise as well, which is great. We actually, at our offices, we have a lot more men now coming in for filler this year, I've noticed.
Wow, that's crazy. What do mm-hmm. they usually come in for?
So first it's Botox, but it's like weird the way they come in. It's never like, very few will come in and they'll be like, I want Botox. So... you do that Botox thing. Like, my wife sent me, or my girlfriend wants me to get it. It's never like, I want it, because I feel like guys are still a little weird about wanting to look mm-hmm. better. And then we're like, yeah, of course, you know, da-da-da-da. And men eat a lot more than women do because their muscles are stronger. And then it goes from there to, well, you know, you're 55. Like, you're aging as well. Let's put a little bit of filler in. Like, you know, you'll be good. And so I think that it's a great thing that men are comfortable taking care of themselves. I think men age better than women, mm-hmm. typically.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like there's a lot, like, naturally.
Yeah.
I feel like if you look at a 50-year-old man and a 50-year-old woman that have not had anything done, I feel like typically men tend to age a little bit better. Or maybe it's societal standards that are ingrained in us that we think that. But I think it's great that men are really starting to take control of how they want to look and how they want to feel. And cosmetic surgeries actually are on the rise as well, not just for their face. And the top ones are actually hair transplant mm-hmm. is the top one. And then give me a second.
I didn't know that that was a cosmetic surgery. That's interesting.
A hair transplant. They actually have to take hair from another part of your body. Like, oh, yeah, so a lot of times it's armpit or it's pubic hair.
And they put that on your head?
Mm-hmm. It's a follicles. It's a follicles.
It's a follicle, so it doesn't look like it's... Because it's thicker.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't really have an option. Sometimes they'll take it from, like, the back as well. It just kind of depends where you're growing hair.
Right.
So that's a transplant. That's not like Rogaine or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's actually taking the follicles and transplanting them. Okay. And then also, eyelid surgery is on the rise and liposuction.
Wow.
Which lipo, like, I'm all for it. We do it. Like, women do it. Men should do it too if you want to. You know, dad bellies are cute though. I'm here for the dad belly, but. You know, can go a little far. But it just makes me happy that we're equaling up as far as taking care of ourselves. And men are a little more comfortable being like, I need a facial. Like, take care of your skin. Moisturize your skin.
Right.
I feel like it's so funny when you look at a man versus woman's products. Like, my boyfriend has two things. He washes his hair with his body wash. And I'm like...
But is he secretly stealing all your stuff, though?
No. And I told him, I'm like, please use my conditioner. Like, my boyfriend's African American. I'm like, you need to have... moisturized hair. Like, you can't use body wash on your hair, sweetie. Like, that's not... It's dry. So he has that, and he has, like, one moisturizer, and he uses the same moisturizer on his face as he does on his body, and I'm like...
Wow.
I hate you. I'm over here like, oh, my night cream and my serums. And
that's so funny. Well, as you're saying, it's cool that, you know, it's an equal playing field.
Now, yes, I love that. Now men get to feel the pressure on them for their looks.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No, it's like, yeah, you should go do that. You should go fix that.
Maybe get some Botox. Right.
How would you guys feel if your significant other was to go do that regularly? Would you be all about it, or would you be kind of like, huh, why you gotta go do that?
Botox, I don't know, but facials, I'm okay with. I'm okay with facials.
Yeah, I feel like I'm good with all of it as long as it's within reason. I don't want you... There's a certain line, I feel like, where you start to look... Obviously, same with females. Fake or whatever. I don't want your regimen necessarily to be more than mine. Like, I think that'd be a little bit...
Yeah.
Oh, babe, I gotta go get my filler. Like, no, you don't. Right. You're good. But I think that men should feel comfortable... wanting to stay looking younger.
So. Yeah, and be comfortable what you want to do or what you got to do to feel good, go for it. But yeah, I would love to hear from you guys listening. Just leave us a comment on YouTube or in iTunes. We check both of those and just tell us what you feel like. If you all about it, if you're not about it, and why, I want to know. But this has been such a great discussion. What a fun episode. And what an even funner after show, I have to say. But let's wrap things out. Until next week, you guys can follow me on Instagram at Bonjour Juliet. How about my lovely panel? Where can they keep up with you? And what after shows are you doing?
So, as far as after shows, this is the main one that I'm doing for now. Cool. But you can follow me on Instagram at TheRealNicole, and that's Nicole with the Y. You can also follow me for any skincare tips, reviews on products at Melanated Muse. That's MelanatedMuse.
Yes, girl. I'm going to go over there. You guys can follow me on all my social media at Abigail_AF. You can check out my weekly podcast, OGAF. You can find that on iTunes and SoundCloud. And this is the show for the moment. Thank you, guys. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.